Minutes to eight, which makes it time for Thought for the Day. And the speaker in our Southampton studio this morning is Brian Draper, Associate Lecturer at the London Institute for Contemporary Christianity. Good morning.
Good morning. Sort it. The headline from yesterday's Sun newspaper was nothing if not to the point. Ricky Hatton's manifesto to repair broken Britain, it proclaimed, beside a picture of the boxing legend draped in a Union flag and clenching a fist. Hatton had been shocked to find that a man who had been drinking in the same pub as him last Sunday had been severely beaten up on his way home. According to the Sun, he now urges the nation to make a stand against yobs through, and I quote, tough justice for feral thugs, better discipline and more cops on the street. I'm sure many of us would share the Boxer's anxiety about street crime, especially in the week that vandals caused awful damage to the newly opened Stephen Lawrence Centre in Deptford. But you can't simply repair broken Britain, as the Sun's campaign requests, with the superglue of tougher measures. It is good to admit, as the paper does, that we are broken. But perhaps it's those who face up to their own brokenness, rather than shake a fist at others, who have more to offer than they realise. The psychologist Oliver James believes that at least 90% of us suffer in today's culture from some degree of emotional dis-ease. The 10% who don't, he suggests, have experienced either a good childhood, which is exceptionally rare, or some kind of awakening, often prompted by adversity. Such awakening is spiritual as well as emotional. In an interview for this week's Church Times, he admitted being really surprised again and again to find that spirituality was a component of that healthy 1 in 10. But this bit was even more interesting. People who are spiritual and ethical, he said, quietly infect everybody else. It only takes a few people, by the way they live their lives, to keep everyone else sane, he concluded. Which is what Jesus also seems to say in the Sermon on the Mount, when he calls his followers to be like salt and light to those around them, not by being holier than thou, but by facing their own poverty of spirit, and embracing virtues tougher than any street fighter, such as meekness, mercy, and peace. All of which should be cause for celebration. It's easy to read the headlines and believe we can do nothing except meet like with like, that darkness is closing in, that evil prospers, that everything is broken. Yet, if Dr. James and Jesus are right, then the radical simplicity of a life well lived, especially by the poor in spirit, count far more than we realise. The headline really should read, Salt It.
And that was Thought for the Day with Brian Draper.
The time is now 11.